This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch 2019 as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliate stations, as well as leading independent radio stations all across America. We're also heard around the world streaming to where many of our nation's military are listening to us right now. And to them, we say a special thank you for your service to America. And the Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And any radio station anywhere in the country can play this show right now. So if you're listening to us on the cell phone or the computer, and you want to be heard in your local market, you want us to be heard there, get a hold of their program director and just say, hey, man, there's this show called the Captain's America, and we're looking forward to adding many more radio stations as part of the Captain's Army. By the way, Denver comes next week. Denver will be on the list next week. And thanks also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers for the job you do. We've got your six. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking pre the top of the hour news, and we'll just kind of wrap that up, about Alan Dershowitz being very concerned that Mueller's got something he's going to introduce that's going to be very, not indicting, but embarrassing on the president. So we don't know what it is. I don't. You don't.
Nope. Nobody does.
So in the meantime, it's more speculation from the speculators that like to speculate.
Well, and then, you know, when they get invited to be a guest on, you know, TV to these talking heads, they ask the question, so they feel like they got to say something, and so it's just, you know, it's all from the gut, and that's nothing more. There's no basis in fact, except if you start looking at court dockets or grand juries or those kinds of things, but there is no indication that it's going to, one, wrap up the Mueller investigation in January or, you know, next July. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's all speculation, conjecture.
Now, I want you to listen to Lindsey Graham. This is what he said the last day of the year here about Syria, because we're going to get into this discussion here. But here's what he had to say about his discussion with the president and General Dunford about Syria.
He promised to destroy ISIS. He's going to keep that promise. We're not there yet. But as I said today, we're inside the 10-yard line. And the president understands the need to finish the job. So I think we're in a pause situation where we're reevaluating what's the best way to achieve the president's objective of having people pay more and do more.
Now, the president might be playing a little blind man's bluff by saying that while we're pulling the troops out of Syria, mission's been accomplished, this, that, and the other, because we actually haven't moved anybody anywhere yet.
Well, that's correct. And the other thing is I think that in these discussions with Erdogan of Turkey, they're saying, okay, if we leave Turkey, what are you going to do? Let's have your game plan here. So they're trying to flush out what, you know, Turkey's plans really are and how it would necessarily fit with other,
mm-hmm.
you know, allied countries that are, you know, we have that are, you know, and that also includes Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The Emiratis, the Jordanians. So, yeah, we'll see. But You know, when Trump comes out and it's, the orders have been signed to do the withdrawal by Mattis before he left, and it made it sound like, you know, we're bailing out and like...
Yeah, it sounded like we were going right then.
Yeah, no, no, no. So all of that got recalculated.
Now, one more thing before we have to go to our first break here. The president also said he's very eager for another summit with North Korea's Kim. Okay, we're eager. We're not sure what they are we?
No. I mean, they, you know, Kim yesterday came out with this, you know, a speech, and he laid down three requirements or demands, and State Department had not responded. The White House had not responded, but we shall see.
Well, one of them, of course, is the war games. They don't like us have doing war games over there in the area, but I wonder if that includes when we all went down to Australia to have our war games. Remember that?
Well, I mean, we're still doing them, and they don't like it. You know, we're working with Japan and everything else, but they don't get to dictate.
No.
You know, and he wants us to officially say the war is over. Well, it wasn't our war. It was the United Nations.
That's
war.
Right. And they have to do it, right?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I have no idea.
Well, technically, the United Nations, they're still at war. All they did was sign a ceasefire agreement.
We agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. But we don't know specifically, you know, what the where it shakes out today, how it all necessarily looks today. So. But, you know,
okay, and of course,
and
of course, I'd like to be a fly in the wall when the president meets with the Democrats today, especially when they try to figure out how not
if
to
it
use,
happens.
Yeah, if it happens, you're right. If especially if they talk about what the wall doesn't mean anymore because they're not going to mention the wall.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, what's the point?
I don't know. But anyway, there's a lot going on in the world in which we live, folks. And, of course, you know, I told you before about the wall. The president, if he wants a wall, he can just use an executive order and declare a national security emergency along that border, which he could do, the southern border, and boom, he's got his money because he can take it from the Department
of
Defense.
He could, but look, here's the other thing that I think people need to understand, too, is that Trump is in fact, playing some games here. I mean, that's what they do in politics. But he's got $1.5 billion that he hasn't all been spent right now either.
Okay.
In spite of the $5 billion.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, folks, Turkey's going to be madder than they are already with us about the Kurds because, what shall I tell you, what's going to happen if we do leave the area where the Kurds have been helping us. Wait till I tell you that one. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and catch Mike Gallagher on many of these same stations right now during the course of the day in the morning. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. You can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a big old logo link right there, dead center of the page. Go there, check it out, sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway, which there'll be a drop-down window for that for you to do. And then check out becoming a membership, because membership has its advantages. And should you become a member of the USCCA right now, you will receive $474 worth of free stuff, which includes training material, which includes some of the different items that they have there, includes the Concealed Carry Magazine, amongst other things. That's the USCCA off the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Just want to mention in passing that U.S. commanders have said that when they do leave that area in Syria, the Kurdish fighters that have been battling the Islamic State there will be allowed to keep the U.S.-supplied weapons, which include light artillery, light armor, and they'll get all of that. That'll be turned over to them. So that's not a bad thing, but that's going to upset Turkey again, isn't it?
Well, I don't care if it upsets Turkey.
Well, nobody does, but it's going to.
Right.
Yeah, but it's going to. Now, what is going on in Russia? We have a U.S. Marine. Now, we knew about this last week, but we didn't know who it was or much of the particulars. And then we suddenly got the information that a U.S. Marine had been arrested, detained, and charged with spying in Russia.
Well, we need to say former Marine.
Mm. Okay, but the Marines will argue with you about that one, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, he's not active duty.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he was actually discharged in 2008.
Yep.
For several charges, including, I might add, larceny. He also has a brother that's there too. He was this fellow's name is Whalen, Whelean.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there for a wedding. And apparently he works for a security company, in Michigan that actually has business contracts, in Russia. So that's kind of interesting, I might add. The company he works for as a director of security is Borg Warner, which is an auto parts supplier based in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, he has been detained for spying, which is like really kind of ridiculous. But this is a tit for tat because remember, we have, I think, still detained or have we got a guilty plea out of Marina Butina, who was the Russian alleged gun rights activist woman. Remember that one?
I do.
Okay. So this could be certainly a tit-for-tat kind of thing. But what is particularly interesting is that we don't know where our embassy personnel in Russia is in going to see Whalen and see if we have some kind of contact with him and, you know, what's happening and what we're doing in order to see if we can't get through this process. They're supposed to visit, when something like this happens, they're supposed to visit the person within 72 hours, according to the Vienna Convention, whatever the Vienna Convention is. I don't know what that is, but,
mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. If he is actually found guilty, if he is put on trial and found guilty, he faces 10 to 20 years, which into itself is very interesting because normally what we do or normally what happens has gone on many times for the sake of the listeners, and that is that Russia will say, hey, you can have your guy back, but we want three people back that you got detained. Three, you see what I'm saying? Well, there's
yeah.
always a swap. So we don't know where this one's going here at this point.
What happened in Washington, D.C. at the Marine Barracks where there was a report of a U.S. Marine shot and killed?
Apparently they were in some kind of a party or some kind of a house that it was an accident. So that's all I know here. That that's all I got to say. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the United States is urging our allies in the Pacific to boost their military presence in the South China Sea. Now, because we're talking about the South China Sea, I'm thinking they're talking about, what, sending more ships through there?
There's no way for us to really know what those details are, except that, you know, we are not going to stand for China saying, hey, these waterways, these maritime channels are ours, and we govern them. That's just, you know, so I think what is necessarily happening here is that we have gone to other countries who actually have cargo or maritime shipping through those channels and just say, you know, everybody needs to step up their game here. We're not going to put up with what China is doing. So I don't think that we're militarily going to challenge them. I think that we're just saying that, you know, we are going to stand stern. These are public waters. So
now, normally, all bills that are not passed in the Congress have to be reintroduced in the following Congress, the next Congress. And something that really should have been passed this year that wasn't was the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act going of 2018. Because, unfortunately, a bunch of sailors aboard those aircraft carriers that were loading up with Agent Orange, as well as some of the Air Force bases in places like Thailand, have come down with cancers and whatnot, and they're dying, and they're not getting any help. And we, the American people, need to let our representatives know that, hey, these guys need to be taken care of. They need to be included in this.
I don't disagree, but, you know, you too also have the Ferris Doctrine. So it comes down to
yeah.
the Veterans Committee, Congressional Committee,
to put forth something and then get it to the full House and to the Senate on what the VA and what military hospitals are supposed to be dealing with. So,
Now, there's an interesting directive that came out over the past couple of days about the Marines being sent back into Libya. This time, we're not talking about a squad or a platoon. We're talking about a company of Marines, and in particular, they're headed back into Benghazi.
I'm not convinced into Benghazi. What we have said that is that apparently somebody has made the declaration that things in Libya have improved such for the return of the U.S. diplomatic mission in Libya, and this was certainly after the consulate attack in Benghazi. So,
so that mission could be anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would say that I don't think that the situations there have necessarily improved at all.
So no.
I'm a little concerned on who's making that declaration.
Well, I was under the impression that Benghazi was still kind of like the Wild West.
Well, it pretty much is. I mean, we still have Islamic State there. I don't know. I don't know where we are. Maybe we're trying to force the issue that's saying that we're going to make sure that it's stable and we're going to get this country back.
Well, of course, what caught my attention was the fact that it wasn't just a contingent of Marines like you send to guard an embassy. This was a company of Marines that was going in to restart something somewhere, and the word Benghazi came up. But then again, that wasn't anything.
Don't know if it's Benghazi, and we don't know if it's to replace, you know, who is already there. I mean, because we do have a contingent there, but we don't know.
Very quickly, drone swarms. There seems to be more talk about that, using that as a tool of the future in the battlefield.
Good. You know, so if our enemies are using them, we need to, too.
The only problem was on New Year's Eve when they were going to have this big fancy-dancy drone that the NYPD had, they couldn't fly it because it was raining. So I guess when it rains, you don't fly a drone because you might lose track of it in the raindrops or something.
I have no idea, unless it interrupts signals.
Yeah, well, that's possible, too. What are you writing about today?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, you're entitled. You had a rough weekend. All right. Well, here comes the music. We'll talk
football
to you.
Football weekend.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, Denise was in mourning because she's a big-time Georgia fan, and they got stomped last night. It was a big upset there. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues and is now entering day 12. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is all set to be Speaker of the House once again on Thursday. She's released a letter saying she's introducing legislation. In the letter, Pelosi says six bills to fund government agencies through September 30th that have already been approved by Senate Republicans will be moved. Another bill would fund Homeland Security through February 8th, something she says the Senate majority has also endorsed. Pelosi tells her colleagues that Democrats are giving Republicans the opportunity to take yes for an answer. She says if the GOP rejects the bills now, they will be complicit in what she calls the chaos and destruction of the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, and this edition brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And by the way, they're enlarging the size of the campus there because of the new students that want to be there. They're getting a much bigger demand there. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck. And this applies to not only veterans, people getting out of the military, but also civilians and young men and women getting out of high school. Because if you want to hit the ground running with a high-paying, in-demand job, then I want you to think about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, a lot of you that are in high school have gone through these little tech schools and you've learned different skills, but you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job right now. You started out at the bottom basement level at the floor. Maybe you're getting $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour. How would you like the opportunity to make $60, $70, $80, $90, $100,000 a year or more? How would you like that opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech? Well, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with the two locations they have to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it is not uncommon with the graduating classes that come out of National Aviation Academy, 95% have got a job offer already before they get the diploma. 95% of them. Of course, it's all contingent to getting the diploma. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open up the door. And take that tour. Schedule yourself a tour. One of their locations. You'll be glad you did. Well, should the Army look at creating heavy light infantry combinations for the near-peer fight? There are a number of people that think so. Now, while every effort has been made to lighten the combat load of the infantrymen, one Army captain has floated the idea of a return to the ancient and medieval structures of light and heavy infantry to meet the variety of modern battlefield needs by using robots and portable devices, smaller vehicles, to haul the material around with them, still keeping them mobile to where they can move from point A to point B in a very quick and timely manner. Now, the Navy is going to automate their enlisted advance worksheets for promotion-eligible sailors. What they're up to is the Navy announced the automation of the enlisted advancement worksheets, the first step of promotion-eligible sailors before an exam, where you actually get the material to begin with that they're going to be giving you, and you get to study a little bit. Now, the Air Force is not to be outdone these days with what they're doing for recruiting and whatnot, and they're doing quite well, thank you very much. But they have added to the mix, and you'll be seeing more and more of them out and about at different functions in the community all around the country. So if there's an Air Force base near you, you'll probably see more and more people at different events that you have in and around the towns and cities where the Air Force bases are. Well, the Marines are going to be busy in 2019, and I mean they're going to be busy. They're about to take delivery of their new amphibious combat vehicle, BAE, who won the Corps contract to build the new 8-wheeled amphibious combat vehicle, or ACV. I think I saw some new ones over the weekend over there at the 4th Marine Amphibious Squadron off the end of the Gandy Bridge. I think I saw some. At least they looked different to me. But they'll be one of the units that will be getting it, certainly. And also, the 15-man rifle squad, now out there being used in a Marine Expeditionary Unit, being tested to see how that works out. A 15-man rifle squad gives them some additional capabilities. So there you go. And good morning to you, Flip. I see you there moving around with the cane. Is that one of those hurricanes? The one with the prongs on the bottom? The one you just sent me there? But anyway. And also, more Marines are headed for Australia. They're increasing the contingent in Australia from the 1,500 Marines that are there training in the country to 2,500. That's something that's going to be interesting as we expand our presence in the land down under. And again, we'll see how all of that plays out. Now, the Coast Guard, great news there. Of course, over the weekend, we told you about it, but they're getting their final paycheck for 2018 on time. They should be getting it this week. As a matter of fact, they should be getting it tomorrow. And that's a good thing. Don't want to snub the Coast Guard. And, you know, the United Kingdom loves their submarines. and the delivery of the United Kingdom's first Dreadnought-class nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine remains within budget and on schedule, according to the UK Ministry of Defense. So we'll be seeing some of those very, very quickly. Sailing on the seas. Now, don't forget that the Navy, not to be outdone, has awarded a $26 million contract for continuing work on the Zumwalt class of stealth destroyers. So more of their vessels of choice are coming out as the Navy increases their fleet. Now, Yemen's Shiite rebels handed over control of the main port in the Red City Sea of Hodeidah to the country's Navy and Coast Guard under UN supervision. It's a significant step in the implementation of a deal reached during peace talks in Sweden earlier this month, and we'll see if that can play out. In addition, Egyptian security forces killed at least 40 people suspected of being militants in the North Sinai in Gaza a day after an explosion hit a tour bus, leaving 4 people dead and 10 people wounded. You heard about that. We reported it here on the show. It actually happened while we were on the air. But Egypt wastes no time to go after the bad guys and get rid of them. So that's a good thing, too. And, of course, in case you haven't heard this, President Bashar al-Assad in Syria has authorized Iraqi forces to strike ISIS in Syria with their forces. So you've got kind of a vacuum going on because the U.S. is still where they were at. And now you got the Iraqi forces getting involved in the mix as well there, too. And, again, it's going to be a very interesting scheme of things as life goes on. They're trying to rid themselves of the scourge known as ISIS, which is not a bad idea. Also, just to tease this for a second, Mitt Romney put out an op-ed piece and in the process bashed President Trump. Now, it's a perfect example of the establishment with the GOP because Romney, of course, is definitely hardcore when it comes to, you know, being totally in the tank with the Republican Central Committee hierarchy and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, the president tweeted about it. But, you know, here we go again. Mitt, just do your job. Worry about your own state. We don't care about you. All right, well, there you go. I'll be right back with take a look at the beach and boating forecast when we come back. Take a look and see what that's going to be about. By the way, it's foggy out there in the Tampa Bay area. Be careful.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, good morning, America. We're going to go out and check the waterways here in my backyard, but I'm also going to do it for the benefit of all you folks that are thinking about coming to Florida or that are down here, because we just had the big Outback Bowl game here in the Tampa Bay area. So a lot of people are here right now enjoying the great weather. Now, today, Wednesday, we're going to start out early with some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny and another picture-perfect postcard day, a high near 81 degrees. Light and variable wind starting out this morning, becoming easterly this afternoon at about 10 miles per hour. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet. We'll have a smooth with a light chop associated with it. The Gulf water temperature 68, the bay water temperature 69 degrees, and low tide comes up at 6:10 a.m. this morning for the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. High tide at 1:22 p.m. this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll have some patchy fog pretty much after 2 a.m. going on until it burns off in the early morning hours. And, of course, it's that time of the year when we've got the warmer air and the colder water, because the temperatures don't jibe and you wind up with fog. And as I said, we do have some patchy fog in the area here. Plus, across the panhandle, those of you up on I-10 tonight that are listening to me, you've got some patchy fog all the way across to Jacksonville and then up towards Valdosta, too. Now, let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is a national boat club, but we've got the largest franchise right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, there are 168 locations across the country. And when you folks come down here from up north and you want to rent a boat, I've got a better way to do it. How about just becoming a Freedom Boat Club member? Because with their 168 locations across the country, I am sure you can find a location near you where you can benefit up there and then use the reciprocity membership at the other locations around the country. And when you come down here for a few days or a week or two or a month or whatever, you can use your membership down here. Now, it's not that expensive. There are discounts offered for being veterans and first responders and people that work in the medical profession, as well as teachers. You all get discounts there. And there's three great plans in which you can start. Now, let me start, first of all, with a seasonal plan. That's somebody that wants to go month to month. And you're only down, say, in Florida, or maybe you're in Texas for a month or two, or maybe three. So you only pay for the time you're here. Other than that, you don't pay anywhere else at any time. Now, the problem with that is you will not have reciprocity anywhere else in the Freedom Boat Club system, but you at least get the month-to-month plan. Now, the standard plan, which is the one that's the most popular, is the seven-day-a-week program. That's the one where Monday through Sunday, anywhere in the country, anytime, any place where Freedom Boat Club has a location, you can call up, make a reservation, show up, pick up your boat, hop on the water, yourself and another person, and guess what? Have a great time, bring it boat back, hand them the keys, and you're done. It's that simple. Now, the first month of membership dues are free. You get unlimited seven-day usage at any of the locations for you and your friend or spouse or roommate or brother-in-law or sister-in-law or whoever it happens to be. And then they have the plan that I belong to, which is called the economy plan. Now, on a weekend, I have a lot of things I have to do, and it does not include getting out on a boat, usually. So, Monday through Friday, I can get a boat anywhere I want, and all over Tampa Bay, 19 locations, plus if I want to go somewhere else, that's fine, too. They've got other locations in Florida. But I can get a boat anywhere I want. Again, first month of member dues are free, unlimited weekday usage, Monday through Friday. I get rolling reservations to use, reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. And guess what? Because I'm a veteran, because I'm a first responder, I get kind of like a double-dip discount on it, and I save a lot of money in my one-time membership fee that I have to pay. And then, of course, it just has a monthly fee to be a member. Now, here's what you do. You call 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or check them out online by going to the Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to get you another little perk or two along the way, too. Now, coming up, top of the hour, we're going to have our good friend, Colonel Jim Warshick, who is going to be talking with me about some military intel around the country. And can't wait, can't wait. But I want you to listen to this little roundtable discussion that was had on Fox on Monday. And, well, okay, before I do that, let me go to the phone lines. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Oh, geez, I was just annoyed by having to hear about this Mitt Romney. God, I can't believe this guy is going to...
I can.
Life.
He's going to be John McCain on steroids. Watch and see. Mark my words.
I know. Thanks a lot, Utah. I mean, this guy is a failure, and he's gonna be the darling of CNN and MSNBC. He's gonna be right to, you know, he might as well have ran as a Democrat. He must have a lot of skeletons that the Democrats have control of or something.
I don't know, but I will tell you this, there's not much we can do about it for 6 years now.
It's is just ridiculous. If this fool thinks that he's going to make another presidential run and grab his little buddy,
well, he's 71 years old. Add 6 to that, that's 77. Biden's thinking about doing it. Sanders is going to be 80. I mean, you know, never say never, right?
All I can say is, oh, the left, good job with the old white guys you hate right. so much. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You said Trump tweeted about it, I guess.
Yeah, he did.
Must be blocking that from me because I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, he tweeted about Romney. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
God, I hate that guy.
Go over to TrumpTwitterWall.com and you'll find it.
All right, my friend.
All right, thanks, John. All right, thank you very much. And, of course, let me just play you this little short montage of the conversation that was going on about the military and illegals and this, that, and the other. Listen to this little comparison. Okay. Don't listen to that little comparison. So let's do it this way. Let me go over here. And this is Michael Moore. And Michael Moore got into an interesting conversation. Let me tell you what he said. He said, Trump's been getting away with things for decades. And Michael Moore said, the streak shouldn't end this year, more than likely, but Trump has always been careful to not be in a room where a crime was being committed and something being done at his instruction. Now, what the hell does Michael Moore know that we don't? What is it that Michael Moore knows that we don't? To my knowledge, nothing. And again, this is mere speculation, conjecture. You know, you can get sued over that kind of stuff. And somebody needs to take up Michael Moore with that, in my humble opinion, because he's another one. He's another one that just likes to hear himself talk. But there's so much going on in the world in which we live right now. Alan Dershowitz sounded the alarm yesterday. He said that President Trump's legal team must be ready for the worst-case scenarios concerning Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report when it's finally released. And he said, in his opinion, there's no doubt going to be some tough and accusatory comments in there. I don't know what he knows that we don't, because none of us know anything. Mueller's been very careful not to leak anything. And according to Dershowitz, he said the report is most likely going to be politically devastating. It could also be legally daunting, even though personally he's not aware of any compelling evidence of serious or impeachable crimes. But mark my words, the Democrats are going to try to run the gamut, because all you need in the House is a majority of congressmen to pass the articles of impeachment along to the Senate. But then in the Senate, it takes two-thirds to convict. So we'll see what happens. All right, in the meantime, stand by. Colonel Jim Warshook is coming aboard right after the top of the hour news. We're going to give you a military intel briefing, the likes of which you will not hear anywhere else the rest of the day. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.